Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Continue with the aspect of our qaid, discussing in regards to kufr. Kufr is of four types. Kufr al-Jahal. Islam and its teachings are denied because of ignorance. This was the type of the kufr of Abu Jahal. Second, kufr al-Juhud. That is deliberate kufr due to obstinacy. And this is the type of kufr of shaitan, as well as that of the many Jews and Christians. Kufr al-Shak. The kufr occasioned by doubt. The denier doubts the truthfulness of Islam. Kufr al-Ta'wil. A belief or teaching of Islam is distorted or given a meaning other than that explained by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. A few examples are, the miracles of the Anbiya alayhi salam are given figurative meanings. Mi'raj is interpreted to be a spiritual condition. Jannah and Jahannam are said to be spiritual states. The finality of Nabuwat is rejected by way of interpretation. Metaphoric meanings are attributed to the angels and jinn. Punishment of the grave is denied by interpretation. The claim that wuzu was introduced for rural Arabs and it is not necessary for clean people to be wudu when performing salah. Different meanings are tendered for salah, zakah, jihad, etc., which are not the meaning understood by the ummah for the past 1400 years. Note, a person will not become a non-believer if he unintentionally utters words of kufr. Note, it is a major sin to curse someone or to address him as O kafir, that is O disbeliever. It is however permissible to make a general statement, example, may the oppressors be cursed, or may the lies be cursed. There is no sin to refer to those individuals who have been cursed by Allah Ta'ala or Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, or whose belief they have informed us of as O accursed one, O kafir. Istihza and istighfaf. Istihza means to jest or mock any teaching, belief, concept or advice of Islam. Istighfaf or istihana means to regard lightly or insignificant any affair, teaching, belief of the Sharia. In the famous books of belief, Sharul Aqaid, the following is mentioned. That istihana is kufr, this belief. And istihaza of the Sharia is also kufr. Because these are signs of rejection of Islam. It is similarly kufr if a person laughs with pleasure at a statement of kufr made by another person. In other words, it is similarly kufr if a person laughs with pleasure at a statement of kufr made by another person. Allah save us. Amen. Every teaching, belief and attitude of Islam is linked to Allah Ta'ala. Hence the beliefs, practices, teachings, places and personalities of Islam are all objects of honor and respect. The slightest amount of disrespect is intolerable. Some people mocked and jest with the beard, the miswak, the sunnah method of eating and dressing. Some will find fault in taqdeer. Some will brand Islamic ways as outdated and incompatible with the times. Some make a mockery of the ahadith and authoritative tafsir explanations of the Quran. By doing so, one destroys his iman. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Alhamdulillah, yesterday in the Taraweeh Salah, the 27 Jews was recited. One of the ayats of the Quran al-Kareem, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that fafirru ila Allah, that run towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Like in the kisah of Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salam, that when all those doors were locked, now imagine the temptations were there, where Zulaykha had closed all the doors, and nothing had stopped her or him from fulfilling that action of fornication or zina. But now look at Yusuf alayhi salam, his iman. He turns away from the direction of that woman. And all those locked doors become unlocked. So this is what we call firar, or that is running towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One of our elders of Tabligh mentioned a very beautiful point, and we can learn from this as well, that there are different types of walking and also running, etc. For example, he mentioned when it comes to sustenance, Allah mentions famshu fi manakibiha, that walk, that go and earn your rozi, go walk. But when it came to the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah mentioned fas'aw ila dhikrillah, that hasten your pace, go a little bit faster. And when it came to maghfirah, Allah mentioned sari'u, that go even quickly, sari'u ila maghfirah. But when he came to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah said run, that sprint towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Another ayat of the Quran al-Karim, we are also in the bottom, and we learn from our Hazrat, where he mentions ayat, وَذَكِّرْ فَإِنَّ ذِكْرَةً فَوْلْ مُؤْمِنِينَ. The reminding, because reminding is beneficial to a mu'min. Unfortunately, many times people make statements, that how often must I remind people, there is no use, people don't want to listen. So these are statements that are very, very dangerous. Because this is clear cut Quran Kareem. Allah mentions continue reminding. Because reminding is beneficial for the believers. So your duty is to remind, and you should not make statements that, no, I don't want to remind the people, I'm tired now, how long must I do it? So yeah, this is a clear cut ayat of the Quran Kareem. In the next verse Allah says, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ, that O insan, I have not created jinnat and insan except my worship. Except a liya'rifun. Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu mentioned, except for my ma'rifat. And alhamdulillah, the theme of our jalsa this year was on ibadat. And alhamdulillah, so many discourses were given on ibadat of how to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, gain the ma'rifat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And small actions, what great reward a person can achieve. Like Mullah Zulfikar Sahib mentioned in the Jummah Bayan, for example, a person reads the durood, Jazallahu anna nabiyyina Muhammadan sallallahu alayhi wa sallam bima wa ahlu. If a person reads this, what is the sawab? That it will take 70 angels, 1,000 days to record the sawab. Subhanallah walhamdulillah, tamla'u al-mizan wa tamla'u ma bayna samawati wal ard. So simple. The person reads Subhanallah alhamdulillah, he fills the entire scales order between the heavens and the earth. Simple actions a person can do. A person goes to the marketplace, he reads the fourth kalima, here also authentic hadith, million sawab a person will gain. So yeah, so many things a person can do to gain the reward. And after that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in Surah Wat-Tur, yeah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes many qasams and brings our attention, what is Allah going to tell us? Allah says, Wat-Tur, by the qasam of the Tur mountain, وَقِتَابٍ مَسْتُورٍ, by the qasam of the written book, which is written on an unrolled scroll, or an open parchment, وَالْبَيْتِ الْمَعْمُورِ, and by the qasam of the Bayt al-Ma'mur. Bayt al-Ma'mur is directly above the Kaaba, where 70,000 malaika daily make tawaf around Bayt al-Ma'mur. And the astonishing thing about this is, once they get one chance, they'll never ever get another chance. So we can understand, وَمَا يَعْلَمُ جُنُودَ رَبِّكَ إِلَّهُ. Only Allah knows the army and the amount of malaika Allah has created. وَالسَّقْفِ الْمَرْفُوءِ, and the elevated roof, that is the heavens. Then Allah says, وَالْبَحْرِ الْمَسْجُورِ, and the sea which is going to be kindled. Where Allah, on the day of Qiyamah, the entire sea will be like Jahannam. And as Ali radiallahu anhu, a Jewish person asked, Ali radiallahu anhu, where is Jahannam? Ali radiallahu anhu said, it is a sea. And he mentioned the ayat of the Quran al-Kareem, وَإِذَا الْبِحَارُ سُجِّرَتْ, that on the day of Qiyamah, when the seas will be kindled with fire. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala now makes announcement, إِنَّ عَذَابَ رَبِّكَ لَوَاقِي مَا لَهُ مِنْ دَافِي, that indeed the punishment of your Lord, of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is going to take place and nothing can avert it. When Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu, this is Quran that is shifted the people's hearts. Allah give us a tawfiq that this Quran shift our hearts as well. The Umar radiallahu anhu, when he heard this, he mentioned that for 20 days he became extremely sick. Just on this ayat of the Quran al-Kareem. People visited him and say, oh Umar, what has happened to you? And remain silent. That this caused him to become sick. Jumair bin Mut'am radiallahu anhu, we say radiallahu anhu because he accepted Islam. He was a kafir and he came to Madinatul Munawwara to negotiate with regards to the captors of the Badr. And he came and he heard outside the Masjid al-Nabawi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is reading Salah. And in Maghrib Salah, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam recited this verse, Jubair ibn Mut'am radiallahu anhu says, it seemed as if though my heart was going to burst, that this ayat of the Quran, the way it caused such a change in my life, that it seemed as if though if I did not accept Islam, that the punishment was going to take me right over there, right there. And then this person, alhamdulillah, accepted and came to the fold of Islam. So this is the miraculous nature of the Quran al-Kareem. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions with regard to Surah An-Najm. And the subject matter in the first ayat, in fact the first page, deals with the incident of Miraj, which alhamdulillah was discussed in the beginning of the 15 juz. Many ayats were revealed, and Allah mentioned, وَلَقَدْ رَآ مِنْ آيَاتِ رَبِّ الْكُبْرَى, where Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw the great signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What a miraculous journey this was. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, that inna rabbaka wasi'ul maghfirah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ya Rabb, He is very vast when He comes to giving maghfirat. Huwa a'lamu bikum idh ansha'akum min al-ard. Allah says, I know you better than when I create you from the earth, that is from sand, from nutfa, etc. And wa idh antum majinnatun fi butun ummahatikum. And when you are in the state where as a fetus in the wombs of your mother. So, O insan, فلا تزكوا أنفسكم, do not purify yourselves. هو أعلم من اتقى. Allah knows fully well who has taqwa. The ulama explain what is the meaning of this ayat. They say that any accomplishment, any achievement is not of because of your own doing. It's because of the tawfiq and the divine ability Allah has given you. That from Allah, no person has a right to be boastful or to become arrogant and to have pride that I have achieved this, I have achieved that. Like Hazrat Dawud Barakatu mentions yesterday that inna min al mukhtarina, that some people are deceived, some Sufis and other people, that they yunsibuna kamalatim ila mujahadatim, that they attribute their perfections towards their mujahada, that this is my effort, this is my way that I have strived, and because of this. And Hazrat says, "Huwa ainul kufran." This is the highest form of nashukri. So always turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and make shukr, because a person doesn't know what his end result is. If a person doesn't know, for example, a person in examination, before the exam, the results are given out, only a fool who now starts celebrating. But when the results are come out, and if now a person see he has failed, then he will only regret. So now only when the results come out, then only we can say something. So فَلَا تُزَكُّ أَنفُسَكُمْ. Under this ayat, Mufti Shafi Sahib has mentioned, there was a certain woman whose name was Barra. Barra means a very upright, righteous person. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that this name does not befit you, that to claim I am someone, I am upright, I am righteous. But in other words, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam even changed her name and called her Zainab. So yeah, also we also learn from the ayats of the Quran, from the hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, where Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam changed those people who had evil connotations or evil meanings. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam changed to good names. Thereafter we come to Surah Al-Qamar, where Allah mentioned in the beginning, اِقْتَرَبَ الْسَّاعَةُ وَانْشَقَّ الْقَمَرُ, that a qiyamah has drawn near and the moon has been split. And what is the background of this verse? That the kuffar, the mushrikeen of Makkah, came to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam whilst he was in Mina. And he said, O Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that we will not believe in you until you show us a sign. You show us a miracle. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to please them, and in order, in other words, to bring them towards Islam, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam pointed towards the qamar, towards the moon, and split into half. The way before, it was, there was a moon on top of the mountain, and when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam split it, when a person had to look at it, it was like one half on either side of the mountain. This was the miracle that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam displayed to the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But unfortunately, these people said, no, we are mesmerized. This is usihru mustamir. This is jadu. This is witchcraft. And we will not accept it. So some people from outside neighboring towns come and tell us. And when that really happened, people from outside came and they witnessed the scenario, this great miracle of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Even then too, these people did not bring iman. Mufti Shafi Sahib mentioned Mariful Quran, that in there was a Maharaja, a person, a native ruler in India. who was the ruler of Malaba, and he had witnessed this event, and he even recorded it in his diary, and this was the means, alhamdulillah, for his entrance into Islam. So imagine the kuffar, right there before the eyes they saw him, and this person in India, he had seen him, and he came into the fold of Islam. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions with this beautiful surah, where Surah Ar-Rahman, where in many ayat, for example, one ayat, the mushrikeen asked, Mar Rahman, who is Rahman, who is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Similarly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in another ayat, Ar-Rahman, fas'al bi khabira. If you want to know about Allah, then ask those who have knowledge of Allah, the Ahlullah. So yeah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how he introduces himself, that what a beautiful surah, and Ar-Rahman, allama al-Qur'an. That is Ar-Rahman, that Allah, He has taught the Qur'an al-Kareem. What a great honor that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has caused His speech, Kalamullah, that His speech to memorize in the bosoms of insan. And this was given to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam by the agency of Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salam. And we today, alhamdulillah, we see Hufaz, they are reading the Kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with their very tongues. What a great bounty. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not only that, has made it possible for insan to now teach others as well. That those who the hufaz, the ulama, who are running his class, etc., what a privilege, they are also teaching the Quran al-Kareem. And a person should realize what a great bounty this is. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned the hadith, that if any person who has been granted with this bounty of the Quran, in other words, Allah has made him a hafiz, and this hafiz has to look at another person and thinks that another person has got a greater bounty than him, then this person has made nashukri. So if a person has the Quran in his heart, and if he looks at, for example, another person, maybe he's got a smart car, or he's got a smart house, or he's got other things with him, and he looks, oh, if only I could be given this, how come this person is favored? Then this person is the hafiz of the Quran al-Kareem, and unfortunately is making nashukri. Allah has mentioned, وَلَقَدْ يَسَّرْنَا الْقُرْآنَ لِذِكْرِ فَهَلْ مِن مُدَّكِرٍ. Allah said that we have made this Quran easy for remembrance. Is there anyone who is going to remember it? Such people in the time of Harun Rashid, a four-year-old child was brought and said, this is a hafiz of the Quran al-Kareem. Today, 90-year-old people, men, or even ladies who are in the old age, alhamdulillah, have committed the Quran to memory. You also, we should not lose hope. Like a person who is in ihram, he's going for hajj. And he wears the ihram, he's going for hajj. He never reached Mina, he never reached Muzdalifah, neither Arafat. And if he passes on the way, and inshallah, this person will wake up from the qabr reading the talbiyah. This person will be regarded as if though he went for hajj. So now, yeah, also, we those who are elderly, and we should not lose hope. Even if it means learning one ayat of the Quran daily, inshallah. But with this intention, inshallah, I want to become a hafiz. And if this person has to pass away, inshallah, he'll be raised with the hufaz, inshallah. He'll be given the title of the Quran as a hafiz, inshallah. So what a great ayat this is. Allah has taught the Quran al-Kareem. And also, Hazrat has mentioned a very beautiful point, which is of great benefit to me, and will be great benefit to those people who are involved in the makatib and the hifz. That when a person teaches the Quran al-Kareem, then do not give the children any hiding, or beat the living daylights of the children. Why have the sifat of Rahmaniyat in you? Allah has said Ar-Rahman. The Rahman has taught you Quran. So when a person has that sifat of Rahman or compassion, then you will see inshallah the results will come. And a person will be saved from a lot of problems inshallah. And also in this surah we know that فَبِأَيَّ آلَىٰ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ is mentioned 31 times. And every time it is repeated, Allah brings a new subject. They'll be repeating all the time, فَبِأَيَّ آلَىٰ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ. Which of the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will you deny? The reader feels a sense of joy. He becomes spiritually enlightened whenever he reads this ayat of the Quran al-Kareem. And in fact, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam recited this whole surah Rahman before the jinnat. And then he told the sahaba radiallahu anhum that the jinnat, their response was better than yours. What did the jinnat say? لا بشيء من نعمك ربنا أن نكذب فلك الحمد. Oh Allah, never ever we will deny any of your bounties. This is the jinnat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And look at how beautiful Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has laid out the ayahs of the Quran al-Kareem. For example, Mawlana Aslam Shaykh Puri rahmatullahi alayhi has mentioned
that over here, when it comes to Jannat, Allah mentions فَبِأَيَّ عَلَىٰ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ 8 times. And there are 8 doors of Jannat. When he came to mentioning Jahannam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned فَبِأَيَّ عَلَىٰ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ 7 times. And there are 7 doors of Jahannam. So now a person might ask the question, now Jahannam, is that a ni'mat warning of people about Jahannam? Yes, indeed it is. First and foremost, the correct answer is given, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take the disobedient sinners to task. So this is according to His adl and His justice. And it is a mercy in favor of those who are oppressed. Secondly, just like in this world, a person is warned of something, impeding calamity, or someone wants to harm you. And now that person becomes saved, and now you said, oh, jazakallah, that you saved my life. How grateful this person will become to that person. So yeah, Allah is telling us about Jahannam, etc. Now if Allah saves us, how fortunate and how grateful we won't be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So yeah, what will be the state inshallah when in Jannah Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will recite Ar-Rahman to the people and the gaze will be fixed unto Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Imagine Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reciting the entire surah Ar-Rahman. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this surah, there are certain things that are mentioned. The example, kullu man alayha fan. That oh insan, everything, where it is man, the jinnat, the fauna, the flora, everything, whether on land, on sand, everything will perish. But what will remain? وَيَبَقَى وَجْهُ رَبِّكَ ذُو الْجَلَالِ وَالْإِكْرَامِ. Only the countenance of your Rabb, the possessor of majesty, benevolence, greatness, grandeur and honor will remain. One person in the company of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was making dua and he said, Ya Dhal Jalali wal Ikram. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, by you saying these words, your dua becomes becomes worthy of acceptance. Now ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah ta'ala will grant you. In another ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Kulla yawmin huwa fi shan. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, every moment, fi kulli waqti min al-awqat, wa fi kulli lahzati min al-ladhat, that every split second, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is in a different splendor. This is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, وَلِمَنْ خَافَ مَقَامَ رَبِّي جَنَّتَانِ. That for those people who fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for them there are two jannats. We know in reality there is only one jannat. How come there are two jannats? Allama Alusi rahmatullahi alayhi explains that one jannat is for that person here already in this world. That person who stays away from guna, that person already he'll enjoy himself as if though he's walking in jannat. And the other jannat inshallah that the person will get, that's bi liqa'i mawla, where he will meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions with regards to the bounties of Jannat, and amongst them Allah mentioned with regards to the whores and the damsels of Jannah, fihinna khayratun hisan, that these women will be very, very marvelous in character. They will be keen hearted, they won't nag you over there. And hisan, they will be very gorgeous, they will be stunning, absolutely beautiful. لَمْ يَتْمِثْهُنَّ إِنْسٌ قَبْلَهُمْ وَلَا جَانٌ. Neither, no man has ever touched them, no jinn has even come close to them. And in Surah Waqia, Allah mentions, إِنَّا أَنْشَأْنَاهُنَّ إِنْشَاءَ. Allah says that we have created them specifically and specially for you. فَجَعَلْنَاهُنَّ أَبْكَارًا. We have created them as virgins, عُرُبًا, and loving to the husbands. Yeah, in this world, a husband will ask his wife, you sure you love me? You sure? How many times you will ask? So in Jannah, a person won't ask, because that will be natural love. That wife will love that husband. Atraba will be equal in age. And what is hur? Hur means a'in. Hur a'in means those wide-eyed damsels. And alhamdulillah, I can see all your people's eyes also wide open, because we're discussing this subject. So, and what are the hur, respective brothers? There are no menses, no felt, etc. So delicate, kamthali lu'lu'in maknoon, like preserved pearls. And qasiratu tarf, Allah mentions, the gazes will be lowered, not looking at any other woman, women looking at you all the time. And in this earth, if they have to peek, if a hoor of a jannat has just to peek in this world, then this entire world will be filled with a fragrance. If she has to just now smile in this world, the entire universe from east to west will be illuminated with that noor. And if she has to speak to the dead will become alive. And if she has to spit in that ocean, that saliva will cause the entire oceans to become sweet. So one person, youngster, asked, Mulana, is this true? That saliva will cause all the oceans to become sweet. He said, yes, it is true. So he said, what will happen if she kisses me? Will I get sugar diabetes? Day after Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned of Surah Al-Waqiyah, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the fazilat is, one person, Hazrat Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, was on his deathbed, and Hazrat Uthman radiallahu anhu came to visit him, and he told that, Ibn Mas'ud, that you have young daughters, and now I would like to give you some wealth from the Baytul Mal. So he said, La hajatari, I don't have any need for that. So he said, no, take this wealth, because now young daughters, you are going to leave them. So he said, Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu said, I heard Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that any person who reads Surah Al-Waqiyah, and then lam tusibhu faqatun abada, that this poverty will never affect such a person. So I'm not in need of that Baytul Mal. So Allah give us the tawfiq of reciting these surahs, where it is Surah Tabarak, Surah Al-Thamim, Sajda, Surah Waqiyah. In this surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned, وَكُنْتُمْ أَزْوَادٍ ثَلَاثًا, that over here there will be three groups, that for أَصْحَابُ الْمَيْمَنَةِ مَا أَصْحَابُ الْمَيْمَنَةِ. One is the right group, and then the second is the one on the left, وَأَصْحَابُ الْمَشْأَمَةِ مَا أَصْحَابُ الْمَشْأَمَةِ. And then the third group, وَالسَّابِقُونَ السَّابِقُونَ, the forerunners, أُولَٰئِكَ الْمُقَرَّبُونَ, they are the closest to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So yad ulama explain ashabul yameen. Yeah, it means that those people inshallah will be given the books of these in the right hands. And after passing judgment, they will go to the plains of the resurrection on the right hand side. So many on the shimal, those who left, who Allah save us, who will receive the books in their left hand. And after passing judgment, they will go on the left. Then those people who are sabiqoon, the favorite servants of Allah, who are these Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam, the siddiqeen, the shuhada, the salihin. The alam mufassirin mentioned on ayat of the Quran al-Kareem, Surah al-Mu'minun, أُولَٰئِكَ يُسَارِعُونَ فِي الْخَيْرَاتِ وَهُمْ لَهَا سَابِقُونَ, that those who hasten towards good, whenever there is opportunity of being good, these people are the sabiqoon. Other saints, those who made hijrah from Makkah al-Mukarramah to Madinah al-Munawwara, and Adam Mufassiri mentioned that those who perform salat facing the two qiblas, that is Baytul Maqdis and Makkah al-Kaaba Sharif. So Allah make us of the muqarrabin inshallah, and make us amongst the favorite servants. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in Surah Al-Hadid, أَلَمْ يَأْنِنِ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَن تَخْشَى قُلُوبُهُمْ لِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ وَمَا نَزَلَ مِنَ الْحَقِّ, that has the time not come to those people who have brought iman, that the hearts of the believers to submit to Allah's remembrance and the truth that has been revealed. What a great ayat, so many people's lives were changed because of this ayat of the Quran al-Kareem. Very briefly, Mawlana Ahmad Sadiq Sahib, this ayat, Adal Barakat of Majlis, has written one kitab, Scattered Pearls, alhamdulillah, is available in English, and beautiful waqis are written there. In there, one waqis is written about Fudayl bin Iyaz, rahmatullahi alayhi. Who was Fudayl bin Iyaz? He was abandoned, a highway robber, and he used to rob people. And one day he robbed a certain caravan, and he was a hafiz of the Quran al-Kareem. And while he's robbing the people, this person was reciting the Quran al-Kareem. And he recited this verse, أَلَمْ يَأْنِنِ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَن تَخْشَى قُلُوبُهُمْ لِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ وَمَا نَزَلَ مِنَ الْحَقِّ. When he heard this, it struck his heart like an arrow. And he said, how long am I going to now carry on with this highway robbery, etc.? Then there he left all his robbery, and he turned towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he made sincere tawbah. But part of his tawbah also, he had to go to people and replace whatever he had stolen from people and ask them forgiveness. So there, in the story it is mentioned, there was a certain Jew who he said that he'll never ever forgive him. And he told him, I'll only forgive you if you remove this big huge sand dune in front of my house. A very huge sand dune was in front of his house. So Fudayl bin Iyaz, rahmatullahi, he was sincere. He said, no problem. And he started taking a spade, and one, two shovels he took, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, now here also we learn, those who make tawbah, Allah's help is with that. Allah sent one wind, and that whole entire dune was removed. When this Jew saw this, he recognized that this person, he may be a friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He's a wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then he told him, okay, I'll forgive you only on one condition. That you go under my bed and you bring that bag of gold to me. So Fazil ibn Riyaz rahmatullahi alayhi, he went and he brought that bag. He opened it, this Jew looked in it. Then he said, one more condition. He said, what condition now? He said, enter me into the fold of Islam. Then Fazil ibn Riyaz made him read the kalima. So this Fazil ibn Riyaz asked him, that why is it that now you made me read the kalima and you call this bag? So this person, this Jew said, is written in the Torah, that when a person makes sincere tawbah, and if he has to touch sand, that sand will turn into gold. That bag was beneath my bed, it had contained sand. But no sooner you brought it to me, when you opened it, it turned into gold. So from here I understood that your deen is a true deen, and your tawbah is sincere. That is why I came to the fold of Islam. Similarly, with regards to Malik bin Dinar rahmatullahi alayhi, we know that incident on the 15th of Shaban, where he sees the dream. In the dream he sees a huge python, and then he sees a man. That man who was very, very weak. What symbolized, it means that he had very little amal, very little deeds, and it couldn't help him. And that evil, that python or that serpent was chasing him all the time, that was all his gunas. And then the dream continues, and when he comes to the very little child which he loved very much, and then in the dream that little child tells the father that Alam ya'ni alladhina amanu an takhsha qulubuhum li dhikrillahi wa ma nazala min al-haqq. Oh my father, has the time not come that your heart submits to the remembrance of Allah and the truth has been revealed? So yeah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent a qari for Fidhi bin Iyas. Allah sent a daughter for Amadi bin Dinar. Are we waiting for someone to recite this verse for us? Every person should recite this verse and address ourselves, inshallah. Has the time not come that our hearts are mellow and submit to Allah's remembrance and the truth that has been revealed? Allah give us a tawfiq. Respected brothers, tonight is the Thursday night. It is the 27th night as well, as Maulana Rashid Sahib Dhamma Barakat mentioned in Fazal-e Amal, that amongst the odd nights, one of the odd nights, many ulama of the opinion is the 27th night. It is the 27th night tonight, inshallah. It is the Thursday night, it is the Jumarat. So yeah, this is a night, opportunity to beg Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness for each and every sin. And Allah indefinitely, inshallah, will forgive our sins and accept our tawbah, inshallah. SubhanAllah, bihamdihi, SubhanAllah.